You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Thank God for another opportunity to come into your cars, into your home, into however where you're listening. Oh, God is going to do something. There is a miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible. Make it possible on Mondays and Fridays at 9:30 to 10 to come into your cars and your home. Something is getting ready to happen. We want to thank God for all of you again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. Time for you to get up. Come on. Look, get your miracle. No matter what it is you're going through, it's about time for your miracle. Come on, go with me to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another morning, Father. We thank you for another afternoon. We thank you for another evening, God, that you have brought us to and through. Father, we thank you today, God, that every need is met. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father God. Father, we even thank you today, God, for those that are shut in, those that are sick, God, and those that can't get out, Father. We thank you, Father, for touching them, Father. We thank you now, God, touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. We thank you today, God, for victory, God, over every circumstance and situation that we're faced with right now in the name of Jesus. And we call victory. We call victory through it, God. Oh, we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, again, it's time for your miracle. Tell somebody. Call somebody. Let somebody know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air, and it's about time for your miracle. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's time for your miracle. Time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. No matter what you're in, God is able to bring you out. Keep on listening. I want to thank God and give a shout out to all of you again for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, we thank God for you. We pray and trust that you had a good Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody got home safely. And we pray that everything is working out for you. I want you to know God is with you. Be upset. Be set up. Because God is with you. He's with you.
He's with you. He's with you. And I know you're going to make it through this. Because why? He's on your side. He's on your side. We're grateful again. I want to thank God for you. Listen, I just want to encourage your hearts on today. No matter what it is, again, I come to let you know you are in the middle of a miracle. God is going to see you through. Don't worry about it. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Let the enemy know I'm still here. I'm still here. No matter what it looks like, I'm facing. God is still with me. He's going to bring me out. He's going to bring me out. He's going to see me through. And if God before me, who can be against me? I want you to know today, hallelujah, that God is still working miracles. He's still working miracles on your behalf. He's still a miracle working God. Praise our God. I want to give a good shout out to Lady Watkins. Amen, my wife. God bless you. And to all the church mothers, Mother Brown, God bless you. And to the prophetess gathers, God bless you. Hallelujah. Prophetess Aretha Wright, God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Mara, Evangelist Blackman, hallelujah. Evangelist Moses, Pastor Moses, God bless you. Praise our God. Evangelist Gospel, praise the holy name of Jesus. To all of you, Evangelist Harvey, God bless you. To all of you that make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Well, yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. I want to invite you. Come be with us. Come be with us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. In our services. Amen. You can stay tuned to the broadcast. At the end of the broadcast, you'll get the address that I'll be giving it out again. Amen. Throughout the radio broadcast. Praise God. Come and be with us. We're looking forward to seeing you in our services. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to send out our condolence to the Craig family. Amen. Praise God. And we are asking you to keep this family in prayer. Praise God, that God will see them through. Sons, hallelujah, sons and his family. Praise God, his children. We want to pray that God will see them through this difficult time. His mom, everybody that make up the Craig family. Praise God. Let's be in prayer for them. Amen. Those of you that, that is going through bereavement hour, and I don't know, we're praying for you and with you, that God will see you through. He will see you through. Come on, he's going to see you through. Hold your head up. He's going to see you through. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Praise our God. Amen. A lot of times we're in situations and we think we left all by ourselves. We think that we're not going to make it. Come on, hallelujah, because it looks so great. It looks so great. It's not, the test is not greater. The battle is not greater. God is greater. Why? Because he lives on the inside of you. He lives. Where do he live? He lives on the inside. Amen? He's not on the outside. He's on the inside. So therefore, you can go through this. We can make it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I can make it. Why? Because God is on my side. And God is, if God be for me, who can be against me? Come on, tell somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you're going to make it through this. Because God is a miracle working God. And he has all power in his hands. Praise our God. All we got to do is trust him. You say, Apostle, how can I trust him? I don't see him. How can I trust him? I don't feel him. How can I trust him? Come on. I don't know what the next move is he's going to make. I don't know what he's going to do. But all I want you to know, just trust God. Trust God today. Look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel, come on somebody, shall never slumber nor sleep. God is with you. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. Lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Come on. He that keepeth Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good news. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Come on. God is not sleeping. He's not slumbering on your case. Come on. Hallelujah. He's all working on your behalf night and day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What the Bible said, that Jesus is sitting on the right hand. Hallelujah. Pleaded our case to the Father. Come on. So Jesus is doing his job. So all you got to do is trust. Just trust him. Come on. Give it over to him. Allow him. Come on, somebody. Allow him to do what? Take over. Take the reins. Because guess what? You're trying to do it. You can't do it because you're worried. Because you fear. Because you're doubting. Come on. But if you do, hallelujah, do what he says in the word of God according to the Psalms. He said, cast your cares upon him. Hallelujah. For he careth for you. Come on. Hallelujah. As you said in the book of Psalms, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. Hallelujah. Believe also in me. Hallelujah. This is what the word is saying. We have to take the word of God. Hallelujah. We have to take the word of God and apply it. Come on, somebody. You can't just take this word and don't apply it. You can't just take this word and don't expect to get the word results. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must do what the word say. We must act the word out. Come on. You got to act the word out. What you saying, Apostle? You got to act the word out. What we read, we must believe it and act on it. When I say act on it, we must stand on it. Hallelujah. Because in the book of Ephesians, I take scriptures and I go in it like this. In the book of Ephesians, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put it, we're acting out. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, put on. Now we're acting out. Put on. Come on. You got to put this word on. And when I say put it on, you got to put it in you. Hallelujah. He said, finally, you're getting it. Finally, Paul was talking, hallelujah, to the church. Finally, my brother, you finally getting it. Come on, you got to put it on. You got to be able to stand in the day of adversity. Come on, hallelujah. You got to know without assurance, without a shadow of a doubt, with all the assurance in your mind and in your heart that Jesus, hallelujah, is going to bring you out. Jesus is going to see you through. The battle is not yours. Be still and know that I'm God. In the midst of what you in, you got to know that God is able to bring you out. You got to believe within yourself. Come on here. David said, I have to encourage myself in the Lord. Come on. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to let the devil know. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Yes, I'm not denying it. I'm not looking at it for what it is. I'm saying in that aspect, I know God is going to bring me out. I may be in it, good God Almighty. I may be in it, but I know God is going to bring me out. Come on, you got to be persuaded in your mind. Hallelujah, I'm going through this. I'm not here to stay. Somebody need to say something to me right now. Oh, glory to God. You got to let the devil know. Hallelujah. I'm determined. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He have not given me the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But he have got the power. I got a sound mind. God. Hallelujah. I got the strength of an ox. I can come through anything. Glory to God. My mind is made up. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. I'm determined to stand on, not hang in here. I'm determined to stand on in here because I know that God will bring me out. I believe that God will bring me out. Oh my God, every situation, every circumstance that you're faced with this morning, are you going to be faced with this afternoon? Are you going to be faced with it tonight? I believe that God will bring you out. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, it's time for your miracle. This is time for you to come up. Hallelujah. Come out and come through and watch what God will do. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody that's going through. Hallelujah. You may be just tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. You may be just turning on, hallelujah, in your home. Turning on the radio, hallelujah. Turning on the radio in your car. You may be just tuning in, by the way, Cypress audience. But I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. God's going to do some work out some situations. God's going to immediately, hallelujah, do some rearranging in your life. Because many have gone through and many have said, I don't know what to do. Many have said, I don't did everything I know to do. Finally, stand still and see the salvation of God. And know that he's with you. Your miracle is now. Your miracle is now. Your miracle is now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. But now. According to the word of God. According to the word of God. According to what's in you. Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things. Hebrews. Hallelujah. Come on. Now faith. Now. Right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I believe it. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He stood on it. Glory to God. You say, well, he went with Hagar. You say he went with Hagar. He didn't stand on the promises of God. Yes, he did. He still stood on the promises of God. Even though that was not the promise with Hagar. Hallelujah. That was not the promise. But God still reigned on Ishmael. It was Ishmael. But God still reigned on him. Hallelujah. But God held his promise after Ishmael was conceived. Come on, with Hagar, praise God. Here comes Sarah. Here comes Sarah. She comes up pregnant. Because why? The word of God will never fail. The word cannot lie. Oh, I wish I had somebody out there. The word cannot lie. We just got to stand on the word. Glory to God. We just got to act the word out. We just got to bring the word off the pages and bring the word alive. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I want you to know today, you're not in no situation. You're not in no circumstances where you cannot come out of. Thank you, Jesus. You can make it. Praise our God. You can make it. You're going to make it. Some of you have already made it and didn't realize that God has brought you through some things. Come on. Hallelujah. He've opened up some doors. Come on. Hallelujah. That no man could close. Hallelujah. He's opened up some doors. Come on, again, I'm talking to somebody that no man can close. Hallelujah. And he closed some doors that no man can open up. We serve a good God. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. That's why I say it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to pull up. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to come cross, come through, come out. Because guess what? It's now. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, of the faith. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to be persuaded. Hey, yes, sir. We got to be persuaded. Glory to God. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're in, we've got to know that we know that we know. As I love to say, we got to hold on to the horns of the altar. Come on. Come on. Glory to God. We got to hold fast. In the book of Revelation, say, hold fast. Because he that will come shall come. Come on. We got to hold fast to it. I believe it. I'm standing on it. I don't care how the wind come. I don't care how the rain come. I don't care how the waves come and beat against it. We're standing on the word of God. You need to tell somebody, stand on the word of God, no matter what it looks like. Be not moved. Be not moved. Be not moved. Come on. Be not moved by what you hear. Be not moved by what you see. God is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to go ahead and confess that. God is on my side. He's with me. And he's going to bring me out. He's going to see me through. No matter what you're facing, God is on your side. Hold on. Hold on. Because he that will come shall come. Thank you, Jesus. Be of good courage. Be of good courage, my brother. God is going to bring you out. God is going to see you through. I believe it. I believe it. What about you? I believe this. I believe this. I believe God's going to see you through. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to bring you through. Come on. Somebody need to tell somebody, hallelujah, that God is on my side and he's going to bring me out. He's going to see me through. Hallelujah. No matter what the case may be, I know God is with me. I know if God is for me, who could be against me? I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to fret because God that I serve, he's with me. The God that I serve, he's with me. And he's going to bring me through it. Come on. I know it. I believe it. I confess it. And I see it. That God is going to bring me out. I'm going to say it again. God is going to bring you out. Yes. Come on, somebody. I know he's with you. He's with you. He's with you. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. He's going to bring you out. Come on. Again, I want you to be of good courage. I came into radio station today. I stopped in on the radio station that day to encourage somebody, to let them know that the God we serve, he is able. Hallelujah. He is able. We use it for this missile scripture. It said, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion, power, his now and forevermore. God has the power, come on, to do anything that you can believe, think, or act. He's giving you the power to stand on his word. But you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God is able. He's able. You say, Apostle, I don't understand. He said, Apostle, I don't been in this. I can't see my way. I don't know what's going on. You say, Apostle, I'm just torn between this and I'm torn between that. But I come by to tell you today, listen, brother. Come on, pull over if you have to. Listen, sister, stop what you're doing if you have to. Listen to me. You are coming out. You are coming out. Why? Because Jesus himself, hallelujah, has sent help. He's your help. He's your help. Hallelujah. And I want you to stand on it. I don't want you to back down. I don't want you to become fearful. I don't want you to give up. But I want you to know this, that Jesus is your help today. He is your help. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. You are not in nothing that God can bring you out of. I'm going to say it again. You're not in nothing that God can bring you out of. You're not going to go through nothing that God will leave you or forsake you. No, he won't. Because you know what? His word is his bond towards us. If we act his word, if we quote his word is his bond towards us. And he will bring us out. He will bring us out. All we got to do is hold fast to what the word of God said. Hold fast to what he said. And he's going to bring us out no matter what it looks like. No matter what the enemy is trying to do. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. And know this, that you may be in this. You may be in this and it feel like you're not coming out. But I want you to know with everything in me today that Jehovah Jireh is your provider. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shabbat. Hallelujah. Whatever, Jehovah Nisqy. Whatever you want to call him. Hallelujah. He's still God. And he will be Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And he will what? Bring you out. He will bring you out. Trust God when you can't trace it. Trust God when you can't feel it. Know he's with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He's with you today. He's with you, my brother. Hallelujah. You may be driving a semi. He's with you. You may be driving a little pickup truck. He's with you. You may be driving some other vehicle, some other car, a model car. He's still with you. Hallelujah. You may not be driving. You may be just going along. You may be just in your living room right now. Come on, having a cup of coffee, having tea or whatever. Hallelujah. He's still with you. You may be in your den and listening to the radio broadcast. But he's with you. No, you're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of. Come on, you got to be of good courage. Again, it's about time for your miracle. It has been a privilege and an honor to come back on the air. Been out for a couple of days due to the holidays, hallelujah, Thanksgiving seasons. Praise God. I pray that everybody enjoyed their families. Amen. Everybody had a safe, hallelujah, safe Thanksgiving. Some people, you know, lost loved ones and during the year and the Thanksgiving dinner probably wasn't the same. But I want to encourage you to let you know God bring you peace and God is your joy. Come on. Hallelujah. He's your peace and he's your joy through it. And I'm praying for you and with you that God will see you through. It'll get better. Hallelujah. It'll get better. God will bring you through. He'll see you through. Praise God. I want you to be of good courage because he's with you. Listen, my time is getting close here. Hallelujah. That I'm going to have to get up and leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. You're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of. You're not going to go through nothing that God will bring you to it, walk away and leave you. You're not in nothing. He will be there. He's with you. Come on. Praise God. So be of good courage today. Hold your head up high and know this. It's about time for your miracle. This is the name of the broadcast. This is the title of the broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm reminded when the man was laying at the pool. Hallelujah. And Jesus asked him a question. Hallelujah. Will thou be made whole? So I'm saying to you today, it's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're facing, it's about time for your miracle. Get up. Know this. He's a miracle working God. Know this. He's a prayer answering God. The Bible says men ought to always pray and not to faint. Come on. Hallelujah. And just in case you might not know Jesus in the bottom of your heart, come on. But I offer you Jesus in these 2 minutes that I have left. Send a man, send a boy, send a girl. You may hear tune into the radio broadcast. I want you to know he will save you, pick you up, turn you around. The word of God said, thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. So I give you an opportunity today. Come on. I may not can hear you. I may not can see you. But if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. So if you have did that with me and you believe with me, come on, you're saved. And all you need to do now is find you a Bible-based teaching church. Get in there. Listen to the word. Grow and go. Come on. Yes. And he'll save and give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you believe. Hell yes. Come on. I got to go. My time is up now. Amen. Got 1 minute left. The radio station manager have came in and gave me the signal. Guess what? What signal is that? Two things that mean to me. My time is come and gone. You got 1 minute before your miracle be materialized before you. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, today is Monday. We're starting out a great week. I believe you're going to have a great week this week. Praise God. And guess what? I'll be right back on Friday. Same station. 1510 on your AM dial. What? At 9:30. Guess what it's going to hear? It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast. Don't forget it. You're in the middle of a miracle. Hold your head up high. Come on. Because he's with you. The battle is not yours. Stay tuned. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. It's coming closer. Sooner than you think. Amen. Amen. God bless your heart. And again, we love you and we'll see you around the air, around the radio station Friday. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.